Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. It's so wonderful when we sing about the grace and love of God, which we experienced personally by giving praise and glory to the Lord. For He is worthy to receive all worship and praise and thanks. Yes, all our words are not sufficient to understand the grace and love of God and also to sing about it. Many songwriters expressed it and we tune in, and nevertheless it goes beyond. As the songwriter says, could we with ink the ocean fill, and where every stalk on earth a quill, every man a scribe. No books could describe it. If there would be thousands of oceans of His faithfulness, of His grace, of His love. Also tonight we are here to experience the love and grace of God. And I think all of us, we know, we have come here with a deep desire. And I think all already were welcomed. Let me do it. Also, I welcome all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also all those who are joining us online right now. May the Lord really give grace tonight. And may He bless us beyond our supplications. We are grateful that it's still the time of grace and that we are still having such a place where we can gather undisturbed to hear the Word of God. When it was sung here about the grace, there we've seen who I was an enemy of the cross until God overcame me. And we all know the testimony of the Apostle Paul, and I would like to read it from 1 Timothy 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1, from verse 12. After we read the word, I ask that Brother Müller from Austria comes to pray with us together. 1 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 12. And I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long-suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on Him to life everlasting. Now, unto the King eternal immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord continue to bless us. Please, Brother Müller, let us stand up for prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we are so grateful with all our hearts that we not only sing about this grace, but that this grace was granted to us. I praise and honor your wonderful name, my God. If you think about it, so much blood was shed on this earth, but only once the blood of God was shed, and this for the sinner. Oh, I praise you with all my heart that we can have part in all what you have prepared for your people. And also tonight we have come together to have an experience with you, to know what you have to say to us. Lord, I ask you, may we receive your word, may we keep it in our hearts, then it will accomplish for what it was sent for. I ask you, bless us tonight from the riches of your grace, strengthen your servant, give him power to preach your word in boldness. We praise you and we thank you with all our hearts for it, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. You may be seated. I also would like to welcome all of you from all over Europe, from Africa, wherever we have come. The Lord God, may He bless us all, may He be with us, in particular with those who have traveled a far distance, up down from Romania, from Italy, from France. They have come from Slovakia, from all over. They have come. The Lord God, may He bless us all, and may He be with us all. The Lord may also bless all those who are joining us online right now, all over the earth, beginning with Ulaanbaatar from Mongolia, all the peoples, nations, tongues, via Nepal, via India, via all of the continent, Australia, New Zealand, then over to
USA and Canada,
all of Africa is listening, beginning from Nairobi up to Dar es Salaam. All are listening, all are watching. God has taken care for it, and He has given grace to it. Today, we have much to report, to say. with God's help and everything by grace. But firstly, the greetings, just briefly, greetings from Moldavia, greetings from the Ukraine, greetings from Brother Wallström, greetings from Brother Dr. Bie, greetings from Brother Gilles Song, greetings from Brother Etienne Genton, greetings from Brother Graf, from Brother Idoni, from Brother Jacques, from Abidjan, from Brother Joseph, from Kinshasa, from Brother Ngonga, and the team, and then from Brother Paul from Nairobi, also very briefly, all brethren from Finland are sending greetings. All our brother Tire is sending greetings. Our brethren from the city of Turin are sending greetings. Our brethren from the Ivory Coast are sending greetings. Once again, Ivory Coast. And once again, Malawi. Then brother Noel from Lyon,
then
again from the DRC,
and
again Brother Grazian from Ashdod, Israel, Brother Davi from Palermo, greetings from Burundi, greetings from Cabinda, Angola, greetings from Dublin, greetings from
Budapest. Grüße
greetings
aus
from
Funda Aru, wo immer das
Funda
sein mag.
Aru, wherever this
wer
might be.
Gesandte,
whoever sent the greetings, he knows it. I don't know it right
und
now, where this is. Then again, from the DRC, Ottawa, Canada,
und dann Denver, Colorado,
Denver, Colorado, USA, then the university in Cape Town,
Bruce,
from our brother Bruce, then
Burundi.
Once again Burundi, ja. Yes.
Ob ich alle berücksichtigt habe,
whether
weiß
I
ich nicht.
Said all of them, I don't know.
Nicht genannt wurde,
I hope
soll es uns einfach vergeben.
That the one who was not mentioned
wir sind,
shall forgive
wie wir
us.
Alle begriffen haben,
as we all understand, we are really,
Zeit
we arrived in a very
angekommen.
Serious time.
Ich möchte nur ganz kurz
not just briefly.
Auf die Januarreise
I want
eingehen,
to refer to the January missionary trip,
Mal
the 24th
in
time
Indien.
I was in India.
Und ich muss einfach
and
sagen,
I just have to say,
was Gott tut,
what God
das
is doing,
ist wohlgetan.
This is done in the right way.
Und was er 1964
well done. And that what he did 1964 and in all the other years,
hat,
what he did then, is just
für immer getan.
Done forever. In particular, Brother Swami was rejoicing. The man who turned right now 91, he came after the service to me and he grabbed me on my two arms and he said, is it really true that you can still travel, that you can still come to visit us? And then he reported some things of what God has done for him and for many others. Also through India, I traveled via plane from city to city. One time the flight was 1 hour and 35 minutes. One time the flight time was 2 hours and 20 minutes. Then up to New Delhi. Everywhere God has his people. He called them together and he blessed them. They really came from far and near. From near and far, and the joy was everywhere great that God has given once again grace to travel. And you all, you can all remember it, what happened. 1976.
Die Reise war geplant.
The trip was planned to Bombay and from Bombay to Madras.
An dem
and on that
kurz vor zehn,
on that morning,
so wie meine Stimme,
as you hear now my voice, my servant,
die Reise
cancel
nach
the trip to India.
Ich bin ja
and probably I am well known as a man who stands, who likes to stand to his word. To break one's word is not my thing to do it, whether it's with me or whether it's with others. But I was really struggling with the Lord. I drove to the forest and I said, but the meetings are arranged. The brethren are expecting me. And I returned. I just was sitting
in den ersten Raum,
I was sitting down Lech Street number 7 in my room. It was about 11:45. As you are hearing my voice and a bit more emphasized and louder, cancel the trip to India. All of you, the younger generation, not the younger, but the older generation, they know it. The plane caught fire at takeoff, and all 95 passengers, they died in the flames, were taken from time into eternity. And my name was on the passenger list. At that time, Bonn, the city of Bonn was the capital, not Berlin. And from Bonn, a phone call came. And the news came, the news was given, your missionary, Ewald Frank, died in the flames. And I was sitting in the room next to it. And then you can imagine how I felt and what gratefulness that God has really taken care. My time was not yet come. I just mentioned it. There were meetings who brought forth fruit for eternity. For me, this year is a special year. And I asked the two sisters, when they sing us a song afterward, I woke up with this song. There's a song, it's called, in the chorus, it could be for the last time. Whether it was God's influence, I don't know. I didn't sing, it could be the last time. I have sung the chorus, it could be the last year. It could be the last year. No one knows day and hour. No man knows the year. But so much we know that everything what is happening now on the earth, it's the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And just briefly I will go into it. And perhaps just one remark. In June this year, It will be 80 years ago when Brother Branham from the supernatural cloud, he was told, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. Years are coming and years are going, and the message has reached the ends of the earth. God was long-suffering. And I think now on it, about it, when Brother Branham spoke about the 70 weeks of Daniel, he emphasized the year 77. He emphasized it. And all brothers in the USA, they were really counting with it, that up to 77, everything will come to its end. And you can remember it. When the Lord 1976 gave the instruction to buy the neighboring property and to build upon it, because people will come from many countries who need to be accommodated. And therefore I knew that the year 77 will come and go. But the brothers from the USA, they didn't shake my hands anymore. They refused to say goodbye to me. And I just heard the sentence, when a prophet makes a prediction, then it's like a prophecy. But the Lord God, He just kept us sober and clear. We didn't have to correct anything or take anything back, but we just trusted the Lord soberly, and we knew that day and hour is not in our power. And if we mention just March 63, it will be 50 years ago, March, since the opening of the seals. And also, many were thinking, now it will be the end. And behold, God was so long-suffering. He is so gracious. Just imagine, it would be at the end already at that time. Then how many of us would not have heard the last call at all? As Peter has written, God is long-suffering because He doesn't want that anyone perishes, but that all who are ordained for eternal life, that they find grace before God, and that they receive and accept what God has prepared for us. Now, briefly, coming to the timely events in our time, I brought with me a couple of things. Please, just briefly, with photograph, a nice photograph. All of you know, 1933, Brother Branham, he had seven main visions. And in one vision, he saw how a car was driving automatically. He saw how the man was sitting with the back to the steering wheel, and how a table stood there. And on both sides of this little table, there were sitting people, and the car was really driving from on its own. And here we have the newest news. A full automatic car is driving in the traffic. And it says beneath, it says,
der umgebaute VW Passat,
the Volkswagen Passat with the name Leoni was driving for scientific research without a driver.
Führerlos,
without a driver.
Auf dem viel befahrenen Straßenring in Braunschweig.
Was driving in a city in Germany on a road which has much traffic. That road is like here, our main road here in Krefeld. Very many cars. And now this car was driving without a driver. A nice picture here. I just tell it with all seriousness. That what Brother Branham has seen at that time, I don't want to go into detail about the evil things, about the Third Reich, about Mussolini, and about all that what happened. I don't want to mention this at all. But this really, somehow, it really touched my heart. At that time he saw a car that it's driving automatically. The table was there and the people are sitting opposite each other. And this is shown here on the picture. And we're just grateful that it has happened like this. It's fulfilled. Now comes something very important for me, for us. The endeavor of the Vatican about the ecumenism, everything to bring everything back into the one united church with a text, without faith, ecumenism is just a treaty. And just imagine what then comes here. The fellowship in the same faith. And then, right at the bottom it says,
as the
Saint Paul has told us, one faith, one body, it's also given the same hope. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father, who is in all and through all and above all. Quoting Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5-6, and then comes the sentence, the baptism confession unites us Christians. And then many things are coming here. In all the reports, it's being said how many are part of it. Namely, it's written 349. And the main thing is really the uniting with Rome. All of us, we know. And I don't say this because we are living in this country, but it pleased God that the breakthrough by the Reformation happened in our country. And many were on this, in this city, many were at this castle where these 95 theses were nailed on. And now the wound of the sword shall be healed. Now everything shall be as it was never done and never happened. And then the scripture was used, especially about the unity. I don't want to read them at all. But really, printed in bold letters from John 17, verse 21, in bold letters, so that they all may be one, so that the world might believe that you have sent me. The scriptures from top to bottom decorated. And please forgive me. And really, here only one thing comes to me. If it were possible, and thanks be to God, that it's not possible, but if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived. Then it continues, also just briefly. It's so important. One just cannot bypass this. Israel and the Vatican are busy after 14 years of negotiations to make the treaty. 21 so-called holy sites, which were under the rulership, they are now under the leadership of the Vatican. And just imagine, the only what is left is the upper room. And it's written here clearly on Mount Zion. Now just imagine, we were there, one of the highlights was of course the upper room, where the Last Supper took place, where the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place, right there on Mount Zion, because thus it is written in the prophet Isaiah and also in Micah, the word of the Lord shall go forth from Jerusalem and the teaching from Mount Zion. And right this site, the Vatican wants 100% for itself. And all the out of this place, a pilgrimage place shall become. All that what belongs to the world Catholicism, all the Catholics shall make the pilgrimage to be there. And what is then with us? If we make still a journey, brothers and sisters, I tell you, it's late on the world clock. 21 points are already negotiated. Only one point is left, and then the treaty can be signed. Muslims all agreed already to their sides. And where are we then? Where are we then? If we go back to the prophet Daniel, I noted down the scripture, Daniel 7, verse 23, Daniel 7, 25, Daniel 8, 24, Daniel 9, 27. All these scriptures speak, of course, of that, what is happening now. And Brother Branham said that the making of the treaty and the rapture are about at the same time. The completing of the church and the treaty which will be made with Israel are about at the same time. That means we are raptured, and the Jews, their time starts then. And it really be, it, I feel otherwise. If I then reads in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, in verse 4, one reads that this man will then, at that time, he will then sit in the temple of God, and he will then present himself. Everything is going on. Everything is in preparation. Nothing can be stopped anymore. And if you then look into the world, everything is out of range. And therefore the peace process, it's so important, because every day, just look around you, in all the peoples, in all the nations, whether war, everything is happening. Everywhere something is happening. And then comes the angel of peace. All are invited to the green table. And then it is so far. And in our country, also may this be complained to God. One of the main Protestants in Bavaria, writes here, in this very neutral magazine, Idea Spectrum, the largest magazine in the German language. Do you know what kind of subject he describes to bring Catholics and Protestants together? What Europe can learn of the wise virgins. It's here a subject. What Europe can learn of the wise virgins. And then comes what he has to say. Yes. It's really so far now that if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived into this decorated nice error. Biblical subjects, scriptures from top to bottom, John 17, everything is presented. And behold, we are just looking up to our Lord. And we remember what he has said. When all these things are happening, then lift up your heads. And in connection with this, dear brothers and sisters, then let me say this here to you and to all in the world. We are grateful to God for the ministry of Brother Branham. Very grateful for the insight into the revelation, for the insight into the word of prophecy, doctrinally. I, of course, would not have known all these things if God would not have sent this prophetic ministry by his grace, sent for us. And this he did so that we are not deceived, but that we are rather called out from all peoples, tongues and nations, from all denominations. We are called out and believing and sanctified in the word of truth and recognizing the plan of God. And we all remember the word observations recently, which touched my heart. What are we doing today here? What is happening today? It's preparation. God speaks through his word to us. He brings us into agreement with his word and with his will. And then the remembrance to Luke 1:16-17, to present to the Lord a prepared people. That's what's all about today. No compromise, just preaching the true word of God, so that the hearts of the children of God are really turned back to the Lord. And so that we all, by grace, are becoming one heart and one soul. But just two places which describe the nations in this time. The one scripture is still in Luke 21. Here we are told how it would be with the nations and how it is now. Luke 21, it's verse 12 and 13. Luke 21, it's the place where it's being said. Let us read, firstly, verse 36. Watch ye therefore, and pray, Luke 21, verse 36. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may receive strength to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Then verse 25, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring.
And
if you go with this right to Isaiah 17, here it speaks of Damascus. What will happen here? Isaiah chapter 17. God really, he said everything in advance and he lets it written down. And as it was written at that time, so it will happen now. Isaiah 17.
And here lesen wir Vers,
we read verse 1.
Ausspruch über Damaskus.
The burden of Damascus. Isaiah 17, verse 1. The burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. And he who reads in verse 12 and 13, Isaiah 17, verse 12 and 13, Woe to the multitude of many people, which make a noise like the noise of the seas, and to the rushing of nations, that make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. Here we have it. Here we are told. Then verse 13. The nations shall rush like the rushing of many waters, but God shall rebuke them. One could read on. Why do we mention all this? Because that we see, that we just see that everything, what is happening right now, that everything is already Bible prophecy in the fulfillment. Although our Lord said it will be as in the days of the Son of Man, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. And just be honest now. And I hope that not all are listening. All of you, you know that since a couple of time people are listening like advocates. It just has to be said. How long it can be still said, we all don't know. But just imagine now. God, from the very beginning, He created man and woman, and He ordained them for each other. God didn't create man for man and women for women. It's against the order in the creation of the Almighty God. But the Lord predicted it, as it was at the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. And what happened at the time? At the time, the fire came, and all what was there in Sodom, everything was made an end to it. Nothing can be saved anymore. The last message goes forth. The last call is given. And all who have an ear to hear, they will hear. All the others, they will bypass it. Now, what is really upon my heart is just that all who are coming to these meetings, that they experience their conversion, their new birth, their renewing, that all are not just hearers of the word, but that they have, that they experience the grace, the love, the forgiveness, that all experience what God prepared for us. Whether it was yesterday or a day before yesterday, I don't know, when we heard of a very serious case, very serious, as it was never, as I never heard it in my life, then it just came over my lips in this prayer. I said, dear Lord, if this sister with her son would have come into your meeting, if they would have partaken in a meeting where you have preached, and she would have come with her son to you, and she would have asked you for healing, beloved Lord, what would you have said? Would you have sent her away? No, you would have healed. And then I prayed in this direction. You are the same. You paid the price. Divine healing is a part of the redemption work. It just goes with it. You cannot imagine in such situations what is going on in me. I've seen it. I've seen what God has done in our time through the ministry of Brother Branham, that really blind born received their sight. The word of God in our time, it was confirmed. And as a church, we must come into this stand that God confirms His presence in our midst, that sinners are coming to Him, that they receive their forgiveness, that they can take it to their homes, that the possessed ones are coming, that they are taking their deliverance to home, that the sick are coming, and that they are taking home their healing. We all believe what the Lord said. Those who believe, them these signs shall follow. Then as written in Mark 16, the Lord was working with them, confirming his word by signs and wonders following. Dear brothers and sisters, here and in all the world, if God has given us so much grace, and if he really speaks to us in this time, revealing to us the hidden mysteries, leading us into his plan of salvation as it was never before on the earth. Then for what? Then because God has a purpose. God has a purpose in what he's doing right now. And we may receive it by grace. And we may thank the Lord for it. And we know he will make all things well. These two points, to prepare a people for the Lord. And the second point, that we are really coming into the possession of all things which God promised for us. That the promise which is joined with the prophetic ministry and the teaching ministry, that we really experience it by his grace. God, of course, doesn't make empty promises. He stands behind every promise which he has given to us. And then comes to it, as we read it recently from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, that by the Spirit, the Word of God, which was revealed to us by the Spirit, that it was written into our hearts. So, not in one entering one ear and going out in the other ear, from the other ear. No, really by God's grace, being written into our hearts. And as Mary, we are pondering upon the words of the Lord, and we will see them surely fulfilled. Let us summarize what's all about to me today. And I think it's also about as the men of God at their time knew exactly for what God appointed them, for what God called them, so also we, by grace, we received instructions from the Lord. We are, of course, not walking in darkness. But as we're reading the word from Paul, the Lord ordained, the Lord appointed, he has taken care for it. And if we go into the time of Moses, did he have to speak to someone to get a counsel from someone? No, the Lord God appeared to him. He spoke to him. He spoke out the commission. And he said, I send you and I will be with you. He knew exactly for what God ordained him for and what would take place, namely that the promise which God has given to Abraham, that it would find its fulfillment. Always God fulfills promises. Let us say it in love, brothers and sisters. Did Joshua need any counsel to know what would take place? Or did the Lord speak to him, my servant Moses is dead, and as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Take the Ark of the Covenant and go on your way. Of course, it was not walking in darkness. No, the Lord continued what he started. And the introduction, the possessing of the land took place. The promise became a divine reality. And what was promised to Israel in the natural was promised to us in the spiritual. And we believe with all our hearts. The same, of course, is with all the other ministries and all the other servants of God. Did Elijah need any counsel to know what would take place now? Or was the promise given to him, when Elijah is taken up, yes, and the mantle fell down, the coat fell on him, and with the coat he went to the River Jordan, and the River Jordan was divided. It was not he didn't have to make any efforts, just being obedient in the hour of God, to do in the hour of God what God has called him for. And I know that some people are angry about this, but I rejoice. All in the past 40 or 50 years, all who are acquainted with what God has done, what God has given to us, whether with the storing in of the food, whatever it was, the Lord gave instructions. We were not asking for it at all. I never asked the Lord that he would speak to me with an audible voice, but the Lord, in his sovereignty, he just let it happen. He just did it that way, so that we have assurance of faith, and so that we know that he is in the matter in which we stand. Just imagine, I would have spent 50 years in my will, in my program. How should I stand before God? It's impossible. The Lord, who took care for it, that the spiritual food was stored in. I say it openly, brothers and sisters. On the 1st of April 1962, Brother Branham, five times, he spoke about it in the same sermon, that he should store in the food. He saw how he was carrying in baskets full of food, putting them onto the shelves, five times in a sermon on the 1st of April, 1962. And then comes the extraordinary, the special for me, that the Lord spoke to me on the 2nd of April. He says, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you to other cities to preach my word. And then a great famine is coming. Store in food. Then you will stand amidst the people and you will give out the food. Did I say this? Did I decide this? The Lord decided it. The Lord said it in such a way. And therefore, we 100%, with 100% assurance, we can say, it's not our work, it's God's holy work, the completion of the bride of the Lamb in our time. And also about this, I can just mention it. It cannot harm us. Did I know that Brother Branham would have this accident on the 18th of December? Did I know that he would be taken into glory on the 24th of December? I'm living in Germany. How could I have known this? But the Lord knew it. As true as this is God's word, I've seen Brother Branham on the 24th of December, 65. I've seen him going up in a onto a cloud, going up, and in the vision I said, Brother Branham, you are not the Son of Man. Why do I see you on this cloud without knowing that it really was exactly that moment where he was taken from time into eternity? Why do I say this? To let you know, to just let you know that the time which was given to us by God will come to its end. Not as the brothers are writing it in Africa. They wrote it. The time of Branham was at the end, 65, and the time of Brother Frank, 2005, came to its end. And then the time is for so-and-so. No, not like this. Not like this. And nevertheless, when we look at all this, what is happening right now on the earth, then we know that it's really at the door, and that the Lord, that to the Lord a well-prepared people must be presented. But not as it happened in Italy, all will hear it. I probably said too loud that the time of Moses started with 80 and my time will be at its end when I'm 80. And then the people are saying that my time is really coming to its end. And then that's the other brother's turn. I just said it. I didn't make a doctrine out of it. The Lord appoints the time. The Lord decides everything. And I will be here as long as I have to be here, until the last one was called out. And without you, I don't go up. I take all of you with me. All who have heard the word. All who have heard the word. And I say this in the name of the Lord. January 81. It was a very powerful experience when I really was taken out of this body and experienced the rapture with a white-dressed multitude. All were young. And all the sisters, the hair was hanging down their backs. And all of them were at the most 17 or 18. And all were taken up. And out of this, I really believe 100% that we will be taken up together. He will bring his work to its completion in our time. We're not dealing with theory here, but we are dealing with divine reality in our time. Let us summarize it briefly. The signs of the time show us how late it is on the world clock. The falling away. And whoever reads 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 in connection with that, that this man will sit into the temple of God. The great falling away. The falling away is connected with it. And in this falling away, all are pulled into it who are not part of the bright church of Jesus Christ. You can really read this chapter. And do you know what is the powerful in this chapter? That there it is about the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. It is the main subject. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. It's really written, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse
1.
Now we beseech you, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together unto him. Here it's about the return of Jesus Christ. Here it's about what will happen on one hand with the true believers and on the other hand with those who have fallen away. Verse 2, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ had come. You have the insight into that what should take place and what is really happening in our time. What is really going on now? One can read on and on, up to verse 10. Up to verse 10.
Und durch jede Art
and with all unrighteous deception in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, verse 11, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Then verse 12, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But this is not the end yet. Verse 13, addressed to the believers, addressed to the true believers. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Here we are finding ourselves again. Here we are finding ourselves. Many things could be said here. Let us summarize. God didn't leave us in the dark. It has become light at evening time. And we have understood the purpose of the divine sending. And we carried on the revealed word into all the world, so that the calling out and connected with it, the teaching to bring the church up to date in the kingdom of God, that really all hearts are turned to the Lord. And this distinguishes us, really, from all denominations, also within the message. We are, of course, not preaching William Branham. We are preaching Jesus Christ as the same yesterday, today, and forever. But we include him what God revealed him. Also in this, God has given us a clear mind that we truly know how things must be placed. So it's about not about Branham, about any cult. It's about that God always used men to let his word go forth. He has sent his servants at all times. And of such, the Lord says, he who hears you, hears me. He who receives you, receives me. This is the whole mystery. But all the glory belongs to the only God, besides whom there is no other. Also about this, we will speak with great joy. The one God, the one true God, revealed himself in a manifold way. We have heard it in the word of introduction. The only wise, who has alone immortality, whom no one has seen, but who revealed himself then as Lord, and who walked already in the Garden of Eden. You all know the subject about the Godhead is our favorite subject. Although we are not speaking always about it, but God really revealed himself to us. We have the revelation of Jesus Christ. Yes, he really revealed himself to you and to me by his grace. The veil was taken away. We know in whom we believe, regardless of as what he see him in the plan of salvation. He remains the one true God from eternity to eternity, whom we worship and adore alone. Let us say it once again. God looked at us graciously. We recognized that we are now living in the end time. We recognized that God has spoken out a commission and a sending. And as we mentioned before, although it's 80 years ago, what is with God a year? One day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are as one day. Actually, already the apostles were waiting for the return of the Lord 2,000 years ago. Didn't he say, many of those who are standing here will not see death until they have seen the kingdom of God coming in power? Also about this we spoke already. The kingdom of God, they have seen the kingdom of God coming in power. John started his sermon, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is near." Our beloved Lord started his ministry with the same words, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." At Pentecost, it has come, of course. It was manifested. What was announced has happened. Also about this, we spoke about it, that the hearts of those, they were prepared. And the ministry was worth it. The same it will be in our time. The ministry will be worth it. And all who are part of the bride of the Lamb, they will hear the voice of the bridegroom, and they will believe what the Lord has said, and they will get it revealed by his grace. So, all the signs of the time, they not only point to the end, but they really point to the very near end, which is at hand. And always the word, today, if you hear his voice, addressed to all young people especially, he who didn't consecrate his life yet consciously to the Lord, whoever didn't come to him yet, may he come to him today. For this is the kernel of the divine message. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. And also this, we said many times, no one can live eternally except he has received eternal life. There's only one eternal life. And this God has, only God has this eternal life, who is from eternity to eternity. And God revealed himself in Jesus Christ our Lord. And in him he has given us eternal life. Therefore John writes, he who has the Son has eternal life. He who has not the Son has not life. Brothers and sisters, today we want to be grateful. We want to be we want to give thanks to the Lord, giving honor to him, that he, in this time of error, he has given us so much grace to recognize his ways with his people, to remain sober and clear, to remain in his word, to remain in the grace, and to experience our preparation by his grace. To our Lord, to our God, be really the honor and the praise, the worship and adoration, now and forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up. Perhaps the sisters are coming now and are singing us a song for the glory of the Lord. I hope that all are tuning in, that really all are taking it to heart what was said here tonight, and that they know that God has his way with us by his grace.
Denn heut du die Stimme des Heilands vernimmst.
Oder singt einfach den Chorus, wenn es noch nicht so gut klappt.
Kann Matthias oder Ton geben?
Ton, ja.
Wenn heute du die Stimme.
Ja.
Wenn heute du die Stimme des Heilands vernimmst, wenn leise und zärtlich aufs Neu sie erklingt, kannst du ihr dann länger noch antworten? Nein, es könnte das letzte Mal sein. Es könnte das letzte Jahr, sein. Es könnte das letzte Jahr, sein. Weil Jesus noch rufet, drum lasse hinein. Es könnte das letzte Jahr sein. Du scherzest wohl manchmal ans nicht die Gefahr und siehst nicht den Abgrund so tief und so klar. Ein Schritt und für immer ist alles vorbei. Es könnte das letzte Mal sein. Es könnte das letzte Jahr, sein. Es könnte das letzte Jahr, sein. Weil Jesus noch rufet, drum lasse ihn ein. Es könnte das letzte Jahr sein. Wie qualvoll und schrecklich wird es einstmals sein, von allem entfernt, was die Seele könnt freuen. Drum schlage noch heute den besseren Weg ein. Es könnte das letzte Mal sein. Es könnte das letzte Jahr, sein. Es könnte das letzte Jahr, sein. Weil Jesus noch rufe, drum lasse hinein. Es könnte das letzte Jahr sein. In Jesus ist Frieden, in Jesus ist Glück. Doch wehe dem Menschen, der ihn weist zurück. Es kommt eine Stunde, da wirst du's bereuen. Es könnte zu spät für dich sein. Es könnte zu spät für dich, sein. Es könnte zu spät für dich, sein. Weil Jesus noch ruft, drum lasse ihn ein. Es könnte das letzte Jahr sein. Es könnte das letzte Jahr, sein. Es könnte das letzte Jahr, sein. Weil Jesus noch ruft, drum lasse ihn ein. Es könnte das letzte Jahr sein.
Lasst uns
let us sing once again, it could be for the last time. In the faith and in the hope that no one misunderstands it. Really, not misunderstanding it. Just the urgency. Just showing the urgency before eyes. 1 year, it will be the last year. It will be the last month, the last week, and the last day will have come one day. And then it's just important that we are not coming too late. As it was sung in the last stanza, the foolish virgins are coming too late, and this hurts. This hurts very much, and therefore, may God give us grace. Today, if we hear His voice, let us bow our heads. And before we ask Brother Daniel and Brother Hans Henrich to translate him, I would like to just say, all who would like to be included into this prayer, firstly, to be saved, as the second, to be delivered, and thirdly, to be healed, fourthly, to hear the call, to be prepared, to be ready unto the glorious day. For the one or for the other, it could be for the last time. For many, some meeting was the last meeting, and so it will be also with all of us. Today, if we hear His voice, who would like to be included in this prayer? All of us. All of us. But please, promise me that you make nothing out of this, that it could be for the last year. It could be for the last time. Brother Daniel, please come. Brother Hans Henrich, please. Together we shall pray. Together we shall believe. And together we experience what God prepared for us and promised for us. Our Father who art in heaven, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Also today you have spoken to your people. We thank you for the word of life. Through this word we can also live. We thank you for the faith, for the revelation of your word. We thank you that our hearts could be touched today by your presence. Heavenly Father, we ask you, confirm thy word. May your word not return void, but may it accomplish for what you have sent it for. We thank you for Calvary, for the shed blood. We thank you that you took all the guilt upon yourself, for the sin which you have taken upon yourself, and by this we received peace. We thank you for your stripes, for your wounds, for the shed blood. We thank you for eternity and for the work which you have done in this generation, that you have sent your prophet and the message which you have given him. By this message our hearts were turned to the faith of the apostles. Glory to your name. We thank you that you have fed your people today. You are our ruler. You are giving the food. You are giving the food in due time. We thank you for the food in our time, and that we were satisfied once again. You are the bread which comes down from heaven. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you for your servant, through whom we were blessed in a special way. Blessed are you, Lord. May your people be blessed all over. The work of your hands be blessed. It's your work. May all be blessed worldwide. Make it possible, Lord, that this gospel is being heard and preached to all nations, to all people. That's how it is written in your word of prophecy. Speak to all, Lord. May all get rich and may all be called out. May your work come to fulfillment. Not what we want, but that what you wilt. Not as we want, but as you want it. May it happen this way, in our lives and in the lives of your people. Blessed be your holy name, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us sing Only Believe. This we didn't only sing, this we believe.
Nehmt es im Glauben auf.
Receive it by faith and accept it.
Sagt Gott dem Herrn.
Say to the Lord God, thanks for it. Also today, the Lord has spoken to us through His Word and through that what we looked at. He has shown us how late it is on the world clock. And by grace, we may recognize it, we may place it biblically, and we may let ourselves be prepared for the near return of our beloved Lord and Savior. And we may cry out, Maranatha, our Lord, come. Come in our time, O God, with all our hearts, I thank you for all my brothers and for all my sisters worldwide, from one end of the heaven to the other. O God, as the singers have sung, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament, His work of His hands. Dear Lord, you on the cross of Calvary, you completed the work of redemption, the most important work which had to take place on the earth and which took place. It has happened for us. You redeemed us. We are reconciled with God. You have given justification by faith. I ask you, bless in particular all the youth, that they consecrate their lives to you, Lord, and that they receive and accept you, and that they come to the true faith, and that they receive eternal life. Once again, I thank you that you have given us insight into your word, into the things which are taking place now, and in particular with Israel, and especially with Jerusalem. Oh, beloved Lord, I thank you for the prophet Daniel, for all the 12 chapters. I thank you for all your word.
Hallelujah!
Du hast alles im Voraus angekündigt. You announced everything in advance. And it is happening in our time. Thank you
that
the Old and New Testament. Thank you for the harmony. And I thank you that you have taken us into the Holy of Holies, that you are speaking to us. And I thank you that we understood all things in the right way. To you, the only true God, be the praise and honor and glory and worship now and forever. Hallelujah. And all the people said,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And once again, Amen. I would like it best to sing a chorus. Chorus 1. They come from the east and west. They come from the south and...
Thank you.
Who would like to be part of it? Amen. Brother Schmidt, please thank with us. Great God, we thank you. I thank you for the grace and faithfulness, Lord, that you have given us, all who are looking up to you, that you have given us grace to recognize the time and the hour, to recognize the message and the messenger, to recognize that you are the same Lord in heaven who you were from the beginning. And you have said, let there be light, and it has become light also in our time. You have illuminated us. Give us grace that we walk in this light to praise you and honor you, your most holy name, glorifying it. Lord, please bless us who are here at this place. Bless all who are joining us online. We thank you that your word, you have said yourself, your word is reaching the ends of the earth. The means you created, you prepared, and we thank you for it. Amen. Praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Each one is shaking hands with each one. The Lord be with us. Please watch that everything is in order.